St. Joseph Cupertino, pray for us. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all things to myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on Sunday we had the feast day of the Holy Cross, remember? And you went up to the communion rail and you kissed a little piece, the relic of our Lord's cross on which he died. In the Gospel on Sunday, our Lord made a wonderful promise. He said, if I'm lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all things to myself like a magnet. Today's saint shows how he kept his promise. Did you ever, thinking about what am I going to do when I grow up, did you ever think what would it be like to be an astronaut or an airplane pilot? Or did you ever, just on a nice day like today, and you see a plane fly overhead, think, oh, I'd like to go for a ride in a plane one day myself? Well, you have your patron saint in today's saint, Joseph Cupertino. He's the flying saint. Only he didn't fly in a plane or a spacecraft. He flew by God's power miraculously. It's called levitating. But if, on the other hand, your teacher has ever said to you, pay attention, don't be a daydreamer, where's your mind right now? You also have a patron saint in our saint today, because he was a bit of a daydreamer when he was a child. He was born in very difficult circumstances. His father was a carpenter, and he wasn't a bad man, but he wasn't organized. And eventually he lost the house, and they came to repossess it, the bank did. And all they had was the shed in the back, the garden shed, and that's where he was born. And then his father died when he was just a child, and his mother had a hard time taking care of all the children and being so poor. And unfortunately, she could never count on Joseph. He never remembered to do what he was told. If he was told to set the table or take out the garbage, you could count on him forgetting to do it. And he was very clumsy. And when he dropped things, he would get angry, maybe at himself, maybe at others. And even at school, he had a very hard time, or at church. But he prayed a lot, and our Lord loved him. And one time when he was 8 years old, he saw a vision. I think it would have been of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He got a nickname for himself, the gaper. You know what it means to gape? Gape is to stand around with your mouth open, staring at people. In Italian, that's bocca aperta, open mouth. And that's how he went around his days. Well, when he got to be a teenager, his mother thought to her despair, what am I going to do with him? So she sent him off to become a Franciscan. And he was there for a while, but the Franciscans wouldn't take him because they found him quite useless. And then he was with the Capuchins, and they were more penitential, so they offered him up for a while, but he kept on breaking plates. And sometimes they would pin things that he had broken to his robes, that's called a habit, to remind him, be careful, don't drop things. And he would still forget and drop things, and he would always forget the difference between brown bread and white bread when he was serving the other friars in their dining room. That's called a refectory. Well, he'd forgotten so much, and he did so little, that they sent him away too. And the day they said, you'll have to take your habit off and go home, you can't be a brother here anymore, he cried. He was so sad. And he said, taking his habit off was like having his skin pulled off him. And he was so distracted that day that he forgot to ask for shoes or for socks, because the brothers didn't wear any with their habit. And he forgot to get himself a hat or a decent coat. And he looked so disreputable on the road going home that some dogs came and they attacked him. And they bit him. And some shepherds even were going to beat him up because they thought he was a thief. But then they thought better of it. But nobody in his family would take care of him or help him. He was very sad. But then his mother remembered that she had a brother who was in charge of a different kind of Franciscan monastery. They had all different splits or divisions, and theirs was called a conventual. And so she thought, my brother could take him in. So she sent young Joseph off to his uncle, and his uncle did take him in, and the only thing they would let him do is take care of the donkeys and keep the donkey barn more or less clean, and they gave him an old habit to wear because he didn't have any decent clothes of his own. And then that's when he changed from being impossible to put up with to being really very holy. Oh, he still forgot things, and he was still rather clumsy, but he never lost his temper, and he was always very humble, and he was sweet and very kind to people, and he would offer up extra penances, and he did anything he could, and he was so sincere. So the Franciscans thought, well, he's not such a bad boy. Maybe he could study to be a priest. And so they put him in the seminary, and he had a very hard time learning how to read and a very hard time writing. He barely was able to do either of them. But still, he stayed with his studies. He stayed in class. And when the time came for them to be ordained after a few years, the bishop came to check on things and to give them all a test. First of all, to be a deacon. Deacons are the ones that give sermons to start with children, and it's just before being a priest. And the bishop asked each one to give a sermon on a different verse from the Bible. And he just at random said, "What Brother Joseph, you preach about, blessed be the womb that bore thee." And that was the one thing in the whole Bible, because it was about our Blessed Mother, that he knew about. And he preached the bishop a beautiful sermon. So the bishop said, well, you can certainly be a deacon. I can trust you to preach sermons. That's no problem. But if you had asked him anything else, he would have been a disaster. Well, the next time, a year or two later, when the time came to be ordained a priest, the first deacons in the class to be examined by the bishop were very smart. They did brilliantly. They all got a good 100% grade plus. So the bishop thought it was getting late in the day and he was getting a little hungry. And he thought to himself, well, I don't need to test them all. They're all doing so well. They must, at this seminary, they must all be straight A students. So he said, well, that's the end of the test. I'll ordain you all priests. And so Brother Joseph was able to be ordained a priest, even though he didn't even have a test. He had a hard time passing it. When he was ordained a priest, that's when it started. When he said his first Mass, he was saying Mass, just as Father will in a few minutes, and he started to rise up in the air. He was in what's called an ecstasy, where he saw God, and his feet didn't touch the ground anymore. And then from then on, if he heard anything holy about God or a Christmas carol or saw a statue of Our Blessed Lady, because he loved her very much, he would go into an ecstasy, and he would float up into the sky. And not only that, but he could predict the future, and he could read minds. And if he met somebody who was in the state of mortal sin, he would say, you stink. You need to go get washed. But what he meant was, your sins are stinky. You need to go to confession. Because he could read souls, Padre Pio did, much later on. And he had a wonderful way with birds. They would listen to him and obey him. Well, he was a Franciscan, after all. And with sheep, too. And sometimes when he would just see a sheep, he would think about Jesus as the Lamb of God, as we sing at Mass, and would fall into an ecstasy. And for a while, he used to say every day, with the shepherds who were nearby his monastery, used to say the Litany of Our Lady. That's we sing that together during May, children. Well, one day the shepherds were terribly busy. I think there was a wolf or something around, and they couldn't come. And Father Joseph didn't want to have to say it all by himself, so he called the lambs. And all the lambs and then the sheep all came. They came in into the monastery, and he knelt down before the Blessed Mother, and he said, Holy Mary, and they all answered. Well, they couldn't exactly say Ora pro nobis or pray for us, but it was something similar with their little ba, their little sheep noises. He was doing wonders like that, and people always came to see him because they wanted miracles and he would heal them. And they wanted to see a man who was so close to God. The brothers used him sometimes too because he could fly up in the air. One time they had a cross that was 36 feet high and no one was able to raise it up to get it on the hill that's called a Calvary, like we have one outside by the grotto. Well, they just sang a Christmas carol, and he fell into an ecstasy, St. Joseph did, and he picked the cross up, and he carried it 70 feet to put it into its proper place, and he said later on, it just felt like it was made out of straw instead of wood. He could do these wonders. Well, some people were jealous of him, and some were suspicious, and some thought it might be the devil, and he was misunderstood. It's a terrible thing if you're sincere and you want to serve God, when someone else, especially your superior, misunderstands you. It was a great suffering for him, but it was a suffering that he offered up, because remember, if our Lord, children, leads us up to himself, where is he? He's on the cross. Which means we have to share in his suffering at least a little bit. So he was sent from one place to another, and he was kept almost in a kind of a prison in the monastery, and he wasn't allowed to see anybody and things like that, and it was really very hard and very sad for him. But he didn't mind, on the other hand, because he was very close to God, and he loved him so very much. When he was 60, he got to take his final trip. Where do you think that was? To heaven. His soul left his body and he went to heaven and he became a saint there. We call him today St. Joseph Cupertino, the patron saint of flyers. So if anyone tells you, at least today, that you're hopeless, don't believe it, children. Remember, there's hope for all of us. God has his will for all of us. Remember, if you have a hard time paying attention at Mass or at prayers, and you get a little antsy as a little one's will, and you want to turn around a lot, and I've been hearing a lot of thumping coming from the front pews lately during Mass. I don't know who our thumper is, but maybe you could pray to St. Joseph Cupertino to be good during Mass. And when your mind wanders at Mass or at class, you could pray to him, and he says the best thing to do is just stop and say one Our Father. Do you all know the Our Father by heart? Say, one Our Father, and I know that he'll help you very much. He'll help you do what? Well, maybe one day you're supposed to be an airline pilot or an astronaut, and you're supposed to soar or walk where there's no gravity. That's how he used to move. He moved, they said, with great fluidity because he had no gravity that didn't hold him back. Or maybe what God wants you to have your feet firmly on the ground. Doesn't matter what it is, children. You can still soar. If you love our Lord and want to follow him, St. Joseph Cupertino, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.